Bahrain, Kuwait shut airspaces after Iran fired at U.S. bases in Qatar, Iraq. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 23, 2025. Several countries in the Middle East, such as Kuwait and Bahrain, announced they were closing their airspaces after reports that Iran had fired ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Qatar and Iraq. In a post on X, Kuwait's Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, announced that in the interest of the country's security and safety, the state of Kuwait was temporarily closing its airspace as a precautionary measure until further notice. In the interest of the country's security and safety, and in light of the precautionary measures taken in a number of neighboring countries, which included the closure of their airports and airspace, the state of Kuwait announces the temporary closure of its airspace as a precautionary measure, effective today until further notice, the Kuwait DGCA said. Bahrain's Ministry of Transportation and Telecommunications also announced that it was temporarily suspending air navigation in the skies of the Kingdom of Bahrain as a precautionary measure in light of recent regional developments, according to the Bahrain News Agency. As Breitbart News senior editor-at-large Joel Polak reported, while Iran fired ballistic missiles at U.S. bases in Qatar and Iraq, the missiles were reportedly intercepted without doing damage. Iran firing missiles at U.S. bases comes after the United States launched massive precision strikes to destroy three key Iranian nuclear sites, the Fordo, Isfahan, and Natanz uranium enrichment sites over the weekend. Tonight, I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success, President Donald Trump said during a live address to the nation Saturday night. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated. Breitbart News reported that in the aftermath of the U.S. attack on the Iranian nuclear facilities, Iranian officials have vowed to get revenge on the U.S. The Qatam al-Anbiya Central Headquarters, a joint operations command for the secular wing of the Iranian military plus the theocracy-controlled Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, vowed to conduct powerful and targeted operations that will impose severe, regret-inducing, and unpredictable consequences on the United States. We assure you that with this act of aggression, the hands of time will not turn in your favor, Qatam al-Anbiya spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Ibrahim Zalfakhari said Monday. In response to Iran's strikes on the U.S. base in Qatar, Pakistan International Airlines, PIA, announced that flights to Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates, UAE, and explained that flights will be resumed after the situation returns to normal, according to Arab News. PIA flights will be resumed after the situation returns to normal, PIA said in a statement. All passengers who are traveling on these flights are requested to get timely information about their flights from the PIA call center.